Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
It's time for the Hillman Huddle.
You a football fan?
With New England Patriots wide receiver Chris Hogan.
Chris Hogan off to the races. Touchdown, New England.
On WAAF.
All right, and the Hillman Huddle is presented this week by East Coast Metal Roofing, your lifetime roofing solution. And with a big game looming in just a couple of days, we are joined by Chris Hogan, New England Patriots wide receiver. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Is weather any kind of advantage here on Sunday?
The colder, the better.
Yeah, colder, the better. Although,
I mean, I think at the end of the day, I mean, whatever it is what it is. I mean, it really just comes down to playing good football.
Yeah, it is what it is. I haven't heard that phrase before. That's a good.
It's used quite frequently over here.
Oh, man.
It's on the cheat sheet right in front of you. It says, it is, when in doubt, just say it is what it is.
It is what it is.
I mean, listen, these guys. This is a good team this year on the road. These LA Chargers.
Yeah, they're playing really good football, I think, all around. So they're explosive on all phases of the game. So it'll be a great challenge for us, and I know everyone's pretty excited about it.
Is it? Do you think mentally for him a factor that Phillip Rivers has yet to beat Tom Brady?
Nah, I don't think either one of those guys really thinks about that. They're just worried about or focused on going out there and, you know, playing the best 60 minutes of football that they can, because it's a one-game season at this point. So if you lose, you go home, and if you win, you keep on going. So I think that's what people are focused on.
I believe this game will feature the oldest combined age of quarterbacks ever in an NFL playoff game.
There's another record for you.
I mean, theoretically, can you talk to the Patriots D and maybe they could start trash talking the age of Phillip Rivers when they're out there? I mean, is there any kind of an advantage there? It's like making fun.
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know how much of an advantage that is.
I mean, I get made fun of for being old on this show constantly. So maybe
is there a Super Bowl on the line?
Maybe it would get to him.
Chris, is there extensive research done before a game for trash talking? Like, do they go through like a playbook, like watching film? Like the guys who trash talk?
That's a good idea. Maybe it should be some people that can get on that. Just get like a little cheat sheet of trash talk.
When you look at their defense, they were pretty successful when it comes to pressuring Lamar Jackson. I think they got to him seven times. Is that something from an offense point of view and from a receiver point of view that you guys have to be aware of and get things going pretty quick for Tom?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. They're, like I said, they're explosive on defense. They got some, you know, a lot of players that can make plays and get to the quarterback. So I think that's something that, you know, we look at and we'll prepare for. And I think we just have to be able to, you know, just play well, get the ball out on time, you know, run good routes, and, you know, everyone just kind of doing their job and, you know, making good positive plays. And hopefully we can just, you know, try to move the ball down the field as best we can.
How's the mood been team-wise with the 2 weeks off? Because I know if you listen to, and I never listen to the haters. I'm sure you don't either. But if you listen to the haters, they say, well, this is a different Patriots team this year, and this is a team with some time off that is going to really need to put it together. How has it been the last couple weeks?
I mean, the couple weeks off is huge. I mean, you earn that first round. We earn that first round by playing in the regular season, and we get the week off, the bye week that is just kind of allows guys to rest up mentally, physically, and, you know, get a little bit healthier and just kind of, you know, prepare yourself for, you know, the grind of, you know, however many weeks is left in the season. And so I think that those weeks off, the bye week is huge. You know, it gives us a lot of time to coaches a time to prepare and for players to prepare themselves for, you know, the week ahead. And, you know, I think it definitely helps. I don't think there's nothing bad about having a week off, you know, at this point in the season.
Our guest is Chris Hogan of the New England Patriots. I can relate to this question from a texter, a 781 texter, wants to know if you're still mad at Edelman for ghosting you in the end zone.
I gave him my own peace of mind about that. I told him he could never do that to me again.
I mean, what what was he thinking?
I think he was focused on something else. There was some talking going on during the game, and I'm not really sure what he was thinking.
Yeah.
I don't really ever know what he's thinking, but yeah, we talked about it, so I don't think he'll ever do that to me again.
All right.
Because it looked pretty bad on TV.
I know, it really did. It looked like there was some kind of something going on. I mean, I used to be bestie with the guy, and he freaking can barely return a text message now. So I know how you're feeling. I mean, like, it's the way he is. He's big time. Big time. That's what we call him.
J.E. big time.
did you make any New Year's resolutions?
Best dad, husband that I could be.
Danielle.
Yeah,
that just warmed your heart.
It melts me.
That just warmed your heart. Any, here's a 978 text. Do you personally have any odd traditions that are different from a regular season game when it comes to a playoff game, pregame ritual wise?
Nope. I mean, this is, at the end of the day, this is just another football game. So, and I think a lot of guys, they just, you know, try to treat it like another football game. There's definitely a higher stakes, but stick to your same routine and, you know, all that, and then just worry about or focus on just going out and playing the best football that you can.
Well, the good news is that history has repeated itself, and the Colts unexplainably put up a 1-0 flag yesterday outside there. You would have thought that they would have learned when it came to the banner, but they're doing damage to themselves. I know you don't want to talk. You're on to the L.A. Chargers. You don't want to talk about anybody else.
That's right.
Listen, I wish it were today, but it's on the way Sunday, and we wish you the best of luck as the Chargers arrive. I think they're coming into town. I think they're coming into town today. The Chargers. Do you know where they're practicing?
Probably.
Do you know where they're practicing?
I'm not sure.
Can we go like yell things at them while they're practicing?
No. I don't have that kind of information.
All right, Chris. Good luck Sunday, bud.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, there you have Chris Hogan. I mean, really revealing a lot of insight.
Much.
That's what
so
happens
much.
When these guys are on the radio or the television. Oh, they give God. All kinds of secrets away.
They divulge everything.
Yes, it is
amazing.
All right. Well, that is Chris Hogan of the New England Patriots. Game time temperature, about 30. Not bad.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know.
He said it'd be better if it was colder, right?
Yeah,
but hey, who knows?
Yeah. All right.